This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. We bring in our good friend Joan Ball every other Friday. Joan Ball is with Roy LePage Tryland Realty. You can jump online, read more about her at joanball.com, 519-672-9880. Joni, Happy New Year. It's
happy
good to
New
see
Year
you.
To you, too.
It's funny, you look at mid-January, and I didn't see you the week before Christmas. This is the longest I've ever gone without Joan Ball in my life. It was an empty shadow of a life is what I was living.
Well, and I didn't bring the sunshine today, but least we're looking at not as much snow.
This has been, Nick and I were talking about this a little while ago, this has been the weirdest winter by way of trying to figure out, all right, is this a good winter? I mean, there's no sun, but it's warm. There's no snow, but there's clouds. How do we feel about this winter? When it comes to selling your house, how much does weather have a factor on trying to sell a house and that curb appeal?
Well, I think that, you know, it's really when the buyers are out there is probably when the exterior of properties are the least attractive.
Right.
Quite honestly, the buyers start getting out in January and February. Really, in February, they start, you know, thinking, okay, I've been sitting on the couch watching enough movies.
Right.
I need to move. Honey, let's go take a look at some open houses.
Right.
And that's when it sort of generates the idea or whatever, and they get out and start looking. So February, March, the exterior is not necessarily all that flattering. Maybe at the first sign of snow when it's lightly falling, but you know, a day or two later, it's all brown and dirty and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it has nothing really to do with how attractive the exterior it is. It has to do with trends and when interest rates seem to have some recognition in the market and income tax returns are sort of coming about and that kind of thing. So we do tend to see the glut of our market for activity from buyers in sort of that March, April, May concentration.
Interesting. When it does come to winter for people that are serious about wanting to sell their home and make sure that, obviously there are buyers and sellers this time of year, even though it's not the peak of the market by way of busyness, what can somebody do to make their house look more attractive in the winter when there's snow, or in this case, where everything melts and you kind of are looking at, I think there's a garden there. I don't really remember. Right now, it just looks like brown ick.
Well, the best thing, and I certainly did a lot of that in the fall, is doing some pre-photography.
Right.
You know, having some ability to take some shots of the exterior in the summer or the fall, spring, you know, whenever. So it does give a representation of what the exterior would look like. Buyers don't tend to need to see it in that condition if they have a photograph that they can reflect on what the gardens look like and that kind of thing. But obviously, you want to be able to have a clean sort of walkway. You want to have clean access, take care of the ice, shovel the driveway, you know, boast as much as you can on the exterior. Even in the winter, make sure the windows are washed and clean and, you know, can
driveway. Do you shovel the driveway? All of that stuff adds
Absolutely. You have to, whenever you show an exterior as clean and neat and tidy, then it will represent as far as pride of ownership, and that can ripple it into people thinking, okay, this is a well-maintained property.
Right. Joan Ball, Roy LePage Tryland Realty, joanball.com. And like she was saying, planning ahead and just making sure that you just don't say, do you know what? I think I'm going to sell my house. Why don't we just give Joan a call? But that planning ahead aspect that that a real estate agent can bring into that, Joni, of being able to say, granted, you want to sell your house, let's put together the strategy for it. It's not an impulse decision.
Right.
That's paramount in what you guys are able to bring to the table that a lot of us outside of the real estate market maybe don't think about, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think the whole thing is that you need to have a planned approach to it and really take it step by step. I've always said that I'm very front end loaded in when I'm listing a house, and even with buyers, I want to give them a lot of information and keep them informed mm-hmm. about what to expect, what's going to give you the biggest return on a seller's impact, perhaps getting all the preparation done so that, you know, it's very difficult being on the market, mm-hmm. you know, and always having to back out of your house, literally, to keep it neat and clean and make sure everything's spit spot. So you really want to be able to maximize the exposure and the return and not have too many days on market.
Gotcha. Joan Paul, Royal LePage Triland Realty. When we come back, I do want to get just maybe a better feel for the market on what houses are going for. Are we going under asking, over asking? We'll talk about that. We'll also dive into the world of negotiation as we've got a text via email, or excuse me, an email. Question via email is what I'm trying to say, Joan. A question via email talking about when you want to buy a house, but the roof and the furnace don't quite seem up to snuff. We'll talk about that as well. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, joanball.com.
There's just something about locally grown, organically stimulating, garden fresh conversation. And that's what we're serving up. With Ken and Lisa.
Thanks, and keep it up. You make my commute every day awesome.
Sink in your ears and taste the talk.
Thank you for waking us all up out here. Really, you're great.
You're a little angel.
Really appreciate what you do.
The Morning Show on the voice of today's London. News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
41 and welcome back to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty joining us. Lots of great information as always on the website at joanball.com, 519-672-9880. I'm curious how many times you deal with people that were hosting over the Christmas break, or maybe visiting other people's houses, and mm-hmm. the Keep Up with the Joneses comes in, and all of a sudden now you get these phone calls, I need a bigger house. This is ridiculous. I need a kitchen that's wide open. I need a backyard that's 4 acres. How often does kind of Keeping Up with the Joneses come into play?
Well, it does. However, yeah. Right after Christmas, quite honestly, a lot of people are paying off some bills.
Right.
So I tend to get those phone calls more into February, March.
Right, gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
And then by April, we're full steam ahead.
A little bit of organization yeah. saying, what's on our to-do list yeah. here and yeah. what's on our wish list for a new place?
Well, and people do tend to look at when they could get into a property. So, you know, if they're giving themselves a little bit of time, usually they start looking around March, April. And then, you know, with the idea that when the kids are finished school, you know, then they can get into the new neighborhood. Maybe it's got a pool so they can enjoy the pool for the summer, or, you know, register the kids for a new school if they're getting into a different area. So I tend to not get a lot of those calls in January.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. Royal LePage Triland Realty, again, Joan Ball. Let me just ask you as well, just with regards to the market now. You hear stories in Toronto, for example, of... it's sold for, they don't even bother putting a listing price, I don't think, anymore. People just kind of come in mm-hmm. and they say, I'll give you $1 million for it. Here in London, are we starting to see more stories of asking for over the market value or asking price, excuse me?
Okay, so we have to look at the fact that Toronto market is absolutely insane.
Right.
And Vancouver and, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we don't usually yeah. compare to those. No. Yes.
And so when you list a property in Toronto, for example, you're going to see a hold off on offers for a number of days. And then you will have multiple offers, depending on where it is and depending on the product. I say that, but with tongue in cheek, you know,
right.
I mean, pretty much a lot of them are going to get the recognition.
Right.
But in London, it really depends. We are now into a seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
We were a very balanced market for a long time, and we have edged into a seller's market last year with the interest in the market and a number of multiple offers on properties. You know, really did sort of see an increase. I, for example, had, just to give you an example, I had one client and I had submitted 8 offers for this buyer, this couple, and we had competed with every single one.
Right.
And we did not get any.
Really?
And then we put in the 9th offer And we, of course, now knew the market, knew what to do.
Right.
And they did go over list price. And it was the really good house for them. And they did get it. Mm-hmm. But that's the ninth time they put in an offer. So they're getting sort of invested in a property emotionally and as far as commitment to an offer, you know, eight times and having to be disappointed. So that, you know, you think about it, too. If you've got, you know, I think the most I competed with last year were six or seven offers.
Right.
There may have been more, but I can't remember. But think about, okay, so say seven buyers on one house.
Right.
So six of them go away unhappy.
Right.
You know, disappointed.
Geez. Yeah.
And so the next time, and if you're looking at the same product, you know you're competing with those couple.
Right. The
those
same people.
The
yeah.
buyers the next time
you
around.
You almost carpool the next time around, eh? Just save everybody some trouble.
Yeah. There were a few agents that I would run into at the same sort of, you know, when we were putting in offers on various houses.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing.
Joan Ball with Royal LePage Tryland Realty. You can give us a call at 519-643-1290. You can also text in a question at 101290. I've got an email al@cjbk.com saying, asking an interesting question just about when you move into the house, and certainly would love your opinion on this. We're looking at a very nice home. Tracy is writing in. We are looking at a very nice home. However, both the roof and furnace are probably on their last legs. In Joan's opinion, what are our options if we purchase this property?
Okay, so you need to understand that ideally a seller, when evaluating and sitting down and looking at comparables with their agent, are going to take into consideration the condition of the property. Now, if it's an aging furnace or roof or windows, there's a problem with the windows or whatever, mm-hmm. lots of times what I'll do is go and get a quote from a supplier, roofer, HVAC specialist, if it's a furnace. And so we have something on paper that can give a buyer the idea of what they're going to be looking at if the mm-hmm. furnace is older. And sometimes it just is. I mean, you can see it's older, it's on its last legs, or it's, you know, it's going to, some of the older furnaces, quite frankly, they'll work better than some of the newer ones.
Well, yeah. You know? that's why we send you over to Peter Inch.
Yeah, exactly.
Help him, because he can
keep it going and that kind of thing. However, if that's the case, you just need to have something that you can present. Now, a lot of people don't understand that you could coordinate and negotiate a rebate on closing back to the buyer up to 2.5% of the purchase price to be able to have the capital, the money up mm-hmm. front to be able to then pay for that upgrade if you need it.
Gotcha.
So sometimes we can do that. Sometimes that comes in handy when there's carpet that needs to be replaced or, you know, different items. You know, they want to upgrade put some money into the bathroom or whatever.
Right.
So you can do that, but it is restricted to 2.5% of the purchase price.
Gotcha. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. Jump online. JoanBall.com, and you'll be able to get more information. We'll continue looking through kind of the current status of the real estate market. And of course, we've got to dive into all of these changes that have happened. A lot of people get confused with what we are still available for when you're a first-time buyer. And of course, when it comes into buying a second home, again, what's funny is you say, oh my gosh, I got to tread into the waters of buying a home. I've got to learn mortgage rates. I've got to learn this thing. I've got to learn this thing. Joan Ball's got to help me with finding a house. And then you think, all right, well, now I know everything about the housing market. And then it all changes when you want to buy your second house. We'll talk a little bit about land transfer tax as well as we continue to ask the experts. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty.
Coffee with no filter.
Ugh.
Your selfies with no filter.
Oh, no.
Tap water with no filter.
What? Ew.
But with Andy Udman, no filter is just how you like him.
If anybody out there voted liberal in the last election, could you show a little courage and call and admit it?
Nothing held back.
Ontario's sliding into Lake Erie thanks to her.
The Live Drive, 3 till 6, on the voice of today's London, News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1251 at News Talk 1290, CJBK. as we continue our conversation with Joan Ball, Roy LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com. Check out that website with lots of different information on buying and selling a house, but maybe more so just what that lifestyle, if you're really sold on a house, and Joan, you and I talked about this a little while ago, is once you go into a house and you decide, I want this house, and the money, you know, $250,000, and you say, oh, geez, they're asking $270,000, and what's that extra $20,000? I mean, it works out to X. Of course I'll pay it. Things along those lines. But a lot of times we don't do that extra step of just saying, what are the schools like? What's the crime like in the area? That's all available and important information that you do keep up to date on your website.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people are starting to do that. They're much more savvy as far as their searches. Excuse me, online to see where the schools are. And, you know, I mean, obviously, if they have kids, they are much more aware of that. And,
right. You
know, my resource is really mybigyellowbus.com or .ca, I think. And that gives you a sort of, I can enter an address and it'll tell me the catchment area, what the schools are in that area. And if they have a particular preference, then that really helps. Mm-hmm. But you'd be surprised how many people are doing more of their homework online. And then, you know, certainly I find the amount of work I do with first-time homebuyers, you know, it's really about giving them that foundation of knowledge so that they can make an educated decision and they know the resources and they know where to access. I met with a young gal yesterday and her father, and just a wonderful family, and just really gave her a lot of information, but at the end of it really felt like, oh, this was valuable. She really absorbed it, because after many years in the business, you get a sense of how best to present it so they actually hear what you're saying or want to hear what you're saying.
What a great point that is. Joan Ball, Roy LePage, Tryland Realty. Before I leave this topic of first-time homebuyers, if memory serves, you don't pay the land transfer tax as a first-time homebuyer, right?
Yeah, well, how it works is you get a rebate on the land transfer tax up to $4,000 now. They just doubled it. So that's been a huge benefit. And there's other benefits for first-time homebuyers. You know, with the RRSP, they can take the down payment or a portion of the down payment out of their RRSP, and then they have 15 years to pay that back. They pay 1/15th each year. And say, for example, they don't have it 1 year. Well, they just pay tax on that 1/15th, you know.
Which is very important now, because going back 10 years ago, you could get a 40-year amortized with no money down on, and you didn't have to do that. But now that the government has changed the rules, you may look at that RSP and say, I need to use that just to come up with a percentage to put the down payment on the house.
Right. And you know, that's really, your mortgage broker can walk you through that. I always tell first-time home buyers, make sure your lawyer's aware that you are a first-time home buyer, because the lawyer is the one who's going to coordinate the land transfer tax rebate.
So then all of a sudden we learn all of this terminology. Mm-hmm. We think everything is fine. I bought a house before, Joan. Mm-hmm. There's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I'm buying my second home and everything seems to change again. The land transfer tax, that obviously that rebate that is no longer available, right?
No. And anytime you buy a property, then you're going to be paying the land transfer tax.
Gotcha.
And it depends on if it's a second home that you're moving from your first home, or if it's a second home that you're going to still have your first home and then buy another home.
Gotcha.
You know, because there are some differences in that, because obviously your down payment for your second purchase, still maintaining an existing residence, will be affected. You will have to get some kind of an idea of what your pricing is on the home that you're not, it's not no longer going to be your primary residence, for example. You might be renting it out. So you have to look at all of that. If you're buying your next home and you're selling your existing home, you know, it really is the land transfer tax and you know, how much equity you have in the property that you're selling and how that might apply to your down payment for your new home and that kind of thing.
It just occurred to me, with some of the amortization rates that are no longer available, I can remember going back, like I said, all of a sudden they said 40 years and there was a lot of people that raced out and bought a house. If they do buy a new house, are they still able to qualify in with a huge window of like that 40-year or anything along those lines?
I'm really seeing more individuals looking at 25.
Right.
You know, that's really what I'm seeing right now.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I would probably have to revisit what's going on.
I
can't think of anyone who's done a 40-year amortization that I've dealt with in the last year.
Yeah.
You know, it's mostly 25.
And again, this is one of the reasons that we encourage people to reach out is the information is changing so much. Mm-hmm. Your job is not necessarily to say, I know everything about amortization rates.
Just know where to go.
But I know the mortgage broker that we need to work as a team to get. Very important to have you in our corner for all of those resources, isn't it?
Yeah, and I also find that individuals now are, if they're, especially first-time homebuyers, they're saying, you know, I really want to lock in for a 5-year. Mm-hmm. Well, open variable is a very viable option. But when we get a little nervous about interest rates going up, you know, I do find more people will start locking into that 5-year term.
All right. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
We will check in with you in a couple weeks, okay?
We'll do.
And we won't even need to say Happy New Year. By then, we'll be in the blue February, where we're all just waiting for spring to come back.
There you go.
Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty, can be found online, joanball.com. You can give her a call anytime, 519-672-9880.